Hello, it is the 4th of August, 2008, and you are listening to the podcast at Finding Direction. Well, it's just about 4 o'clock in the afternoon here, and I'm just sticking my head out the window and enjoying a bit of sunshine. I realize I haven't written or talked a lot on the blog about what's been going on here lately, and that's because there's just been so much going on. And there's so much on my mind that I really don't know where to start, and I rarely have time to sit down and organize my thoughts. So I thought I would just stop by and give you a little bit of an update this way. We have, as of today, 2 weeks before school starts for the kids, Lord willing, and that's a tricky thing for us. We have found a couple of schools, because of their age difference, they will probably be in two different schools. So we have found a couple of schools that we think will be really good, but we have not enrolled them yet. And the reason is because there are documents that we need to have before we can actually enroll them in the class. So we're hoping that we will be able to actually put them in these schools, but there's no way to know for sure. One thing we need is coming from Canada, a report card for Hannah, and we need our visas, which are in process right now, but we need to have our visas so that we can get some other documents that we need in order to enroll the kids in school. So you can see we're waiting for this thing from Canada, we're waiting for our visas so that we can go and start getting the documents that we need in order to enroll them. So that's kind of where that's at, and we need our visas for other reasons as well. We need to have our vehicle inspected here, and we need our visas for that. So that's making life a little bit complicated. We'd certainly appreciate your prayers that we would get through all this paperwork. Right now our visas are waiting on some paperwork that we need to mail, which I'm going to do this afternoon, and that we found out someone else has to mail. So we just were talking on the phone about that this morning, and we're trying to get those papers in that we didn't realize we needed until today. So that's where things are at with that. Just lots going on. The house is coming along, but we've kind of put things on hold. We still do not have kitchen cupboards and counters or a kitchen table. Those are, Hannah doesn't have like a dresser or a closet or anything in her room. Those are kind of the big things that still need to be done. Also, we are waiting for someone to come and put in railings, which is kind of an important safety issue on our stairs. He was supposed to come on Friday, and if not today. And yeah, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I am probably going to swing by and see him today and see what's going on. So yeah, there's still significant things to do in the house, unfortunately, and we have been working hard on stuff, but I am still surrounded by bins and boxes here because there's just so much to do. And it does take time to do these things. We think we've fixed most of the leaks, although there's still some more places that are leaking in the house that we need to deal with that I'll probably take care of myself. Yeah, kind of chaotic, but like I was trying to tell you, we have come a long way. We have gotten a lot of things organized and accessible, and it's getting there. And we are certainly appreciate your prayers as we try and get things finished. And, well, you know, what's finished? As we try and get things basically livable so that we can not have to concentrate on the house anymore, and we can concentrate on other things. Other things that have been going on, I've been able to get involved a little bit with the church, not much, but we've been able to go to, you know, get involved in some prayer and worship. I have been, the last 3 Sundays, I've been playing keyboard at the morning Sunday morning service, and that is a completely new experience. I've never played keyboard for worship in my life, but they assured me that there is absolutely no one else that can do it with any degree of skill whatsoever. So as soon as someone else comes along, or I have half an hour to train somebody, I'll probably be able to step down from that position. But anyway, that's fun. And we've also been getting to know people in our neighborhood a little bit. The kids just love it because there's lots of kids on our street here in our claustro, it's actually called. It's a little enclosed neighborhood. And so it's just been, I think it's a really good neighborhood to be in, to get to know people and for our kids to get to know people, and some really great neighbors that we've been able to hang out with and talk to a little bit. So hopefully that will be able to continue and grow. Anyway, I have a meeting in downtown Mexico City on Wednesday, and after that I'm going to come back and we are going to have a little bit of a holiday. So we're going to be out of here, out of Mexico City for a few days, and hopefully have a little time to relax and recover from all the stuff that's been going on, of which I have mentioned only a portion. That's where things are at. I'm taking Nathaniel to the doctor this afternoon again. He hurt his foot a couple of weeks ago, and he had some x-rays on it. Doesn't look like it's broken, but we're still not quite happy with the way it's at. So I'm taking him back to the doctor this afternoon, and hopefully that will continue to improve. Yeah, I just keep mentioning things, right? That I haven't mentioned before. It would seem like a major thing, but there's a lot going on. So anyway, I hope that gives you a bit of an update. If you want to ask questions, you know, specifically, you can leave a comment at our blog at cotrelcompass.com/blog, and I'll try to answer if you want to know something specific. I know some of you are wondering what we've been doing, what we've been up to, and again, there's really so much going on that it's hard to think of it all. So we would love to hear from you too. We haven't heard a lot from some of you, some of our readers, so feel free to stop by, leave a comment, or drop us a line, contact us with our contact form, or however you want to contact us. It would be great to hear from you. Hope you're having a great day, and thanks for listening.